Big Red Bench, Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
with Chill Insurance, proud sponsors of Cork GAA for all your business insurance needs.
Yeah, very disappointing, yeah. You know, I thought when I was coming on, we were kind of in the ascendancy. They kind of shattered the first half. I thought we were, you know, looking at the team to finish strong and go on and maybe win the game. You know, probably a silly mistake. A few ricochets, you know, just after we scored. So we went from the elation to, you know, real disappointment. So, you know, we just got to get our heads back on that we've more important games coming up. So, but it is, you know, disappointing tonight. You know, I don't think the ref helped the game. Even when I come on, the keeper was taking, you know, plenty of time. I was just asking him to just give him a warning. And, he looked like he was really arrogant to me, to be fair. Just, you know, said no. And then with 3 minutes to go, he said to the keeper, hurry up. So, you know, but we can't blame the referee. You know, we all got to stand up and, as I say, get back on the training ground this week and try and make amends next week. You know, poor Markey, we're battering the ball up to Markey, and he's winning his fair share of headers, and we're creating chances. And as I say, we look like the team to maybe go on and nick it, but just really disappointing. You know, all the lads are, you know, got it inside. The one Billy played over the top to me as well. I got a little touch onto it, and The right back just took me out. You know, I don't think the ref done it because he would have to send the man off because I was in. So, you know, just disappointing things that went against us tonight. You know, and a lot of lads picked up bookings as well tonight, which is disappointing. You know, I think I think Buck is going to miss that anyway, and it's probably another suspension on top of that now with another booking. So, you know, it will affect us. And you know, Darren's a big player for us, and you know, he came up with a goal tonight, but. You know, it's kind of a team game, and you know, we got to rally the troops now during the week, and massive game again next Friday. We just got to, you know, do our own jobs now, and you know, hopefully they have a slip up. You know, they're a decent team. I think second half we put it up amongst them. You know, and we kind of rattled them, you know, for a bit in the second half, and you know, hopefully more teams can do that to them.
A word for the crowd.
The crowd are fantastic. That's why it's so bitterly disappointing for us. You know, the elation, as I say, of scoring and the shit. You know. The roar, and you know, I got the ball, I ran to the halfway line, put it on the spot. I was saying we're going to go win the game, and then for I don't know what is it, minute and a bit later, you know, so you know, bitterly disappointed. They're clapping us off the pitch, they're singing, you know, that's fantastic. So you know, they got to stick with us, we got to stick with them, and you know, hopefully send them home happy next week.
You know, I suppose if you look back in it, you know, the first half they got a goal deflected back into the path of Toll, and he stuck it well, and it rattled us for a while, and you know, they certainly were controlling the game. But I just felt that even going in half-time, I just felt we were after having two or three half-chances without really opening them up. And I just felt that if we upped it in the second half a bit, we might get something out of the game. And I think the second half performance, to be fair to the lads, was outstanding. You know, we put them on the back foot, and I thought we'd give a great second half performance. And obviously, to get the equaliser, you know, we just seemed to, you know, lose our concentration for a couple of minutes, and you know, their winner was a scrappy goal. Normally we defend very well, but it bounced around the box, and we had opportunities to clear it, and we didn't. And you know, from that point of view, it was disappointing. But to be fair, I said to the lads afterwards, you know, we have to get a bit cuter. You know, these teams are well set up, they're well established. You know how to boss the game, you know how to boss the referee. And I suppose from our point of view, you know, I tried to tell our guys not to get involved, and you know, but look, I couldn't ask for any more. Give a great second half performance. The crowd were fantastic, and despite all the rain, I was happy coming to the match with the rain, because I knew the crowd were still coming and gave us great support. And it's disappointing from that point of view, but to be fair to Dundalk, they're a very good side. But I think there was occasions tonight that didn't go well for us, particularly if you look at the second half. John O'Flynn had nipped in, we saw it in the video there, and now it was clearly he was pushing the back straight through on goal. I think it was some decision that were funny, because they were clearly missed, and it's disappointing from that point of view. But you know, I keep saying Dundalk are a very good side, probably going to be the champions, and but we've come a long way, and we are very, very disappointed. All right, though.
They were a little bit more experienced, as you said, because even though they had bossed the game in the first half, like Cork were still in it coming up to the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. In the first half or in general?
In general.
Yeah, but I think, to be fair, they made a lot of changes in the second half, and they were on the back foot, and I think we were going down the wings and we were getting balls into the box, and, you know, I suppose without creating any clear-cut chance. There was a few. Flynn went down the line, clipped across. Danny at the back post just was over his head. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a few close ones, but you could definitely sense that they were, you know, we had them pinned back in the half and we were well on top, and I don't know in the second half had they any chance. So I think it was just, you know, in the second half we really worked hard to get back into the game, and it was just disappointing to get the equaliser to concede so quick again, because with 8 minutes to go, you know, you'd have fancied that with the way the tempo was going and the impetus that maybe we might have got the winner. But look, it was puzzling to be, and disappointing. Obviously, we're desperately disappointed, but at the same time, look, I couldn't ask any more of the lads, because I just think a little bit of cuteness caught us. Never since I've taken over this club have I ever asked any of my players to get involved with referees, to kick anyone, to be over physical. I asked the lads to close down, win the ball back high up the pitch, which is what we do. Unfortunately, I believe there's a lot of very, very good referees in this league, and I don't think we got one of the top referees tonight, and he definitely is influenced by the bigger clubs. He's definitely influenced on the pitch by some of the big players, and it is very frustrating from that point of view. I will accept that after the goal was scored that we for 15 minutes lost our shape and stuff like that, but to be fair, no physio came onto the pitch. There was no guy carried off. And I suppose if you look at look at the overall pitch, you can say, well, were the yellow cards just fight? Maybe some were. But look, at the end of the day, you have to go back and look at sort of John O'Flynn is in over the top, straight through, taken down, no decision given. Josh O'Shea is on our side, ball is thrown in over his head, he makes a run down, pushed them back, no decision given. It, like the free count was hilarious. Gary Buckley won the ball in the first half, fair and square, free given against him. You know, the problem is when you have a guy start dishing yellow cards, you're either going to do it the whole way through or you're not. And I think the problem is that a lot of decisions, in my opinion, he didn't get right tonight. No, at the end of the day, I'm not making any excuses, because the Dock are still a super team and I wish them all the best and whatever. But look, I think there was I think sometimes, you know, you come to Cork, to 6,000 people, I'm disappointed because someone told me that the team wound up tonight. I certainly haven't. I never speak in that language. I ask the team to go out and work as hard as they can. You ask any of the players, they'll tell you that. And I think, you know, there's one of these situations that maybe sometimes officials come down and they think that they'll sort fellas out. The game was a great League of Ireland game. High tempo, lots of atmosphere, lots of energy. And no fella died or no fella was switched off. And so from that point of view, but we have a history, unfortunately, with this referee gave a penalty to Pats, you know, in a league game number of months ago when we were ahead, and even they admitted afterwards the guy dived in the box. We had the first game of the season, sent off Johnny Dunleavy in a decision where the player clearly dived. So look, it's difficult for referees, but I just think there's five or six referees out there that are top quality that can master and handle games, and I'm just not sure, my opinion, that he's the right man for this game tonight. I've never complained about a referee. I deliberately stay away if I don't want to. But I was worried tonight. I told him that I felt that he was more concerned in dealing with us, and I think it was wrong. And I think he came down with I think he came into the match with something in his head, which I don't think he should have. You know, it was a brilliant night, big game, big atmosphere, and everyone down here will tell you, I don't mention referees, I don't get involved. We had a decision a number of weeks ago where we had a young lad, Buckley, sent off. It was a wrong decision. It was a mistake made in the night. I can handle those things. We all make mistakes. I make mistakes or whatever. But I think there's just too many obvious mistakes going on. And we've had three huge top-of-the-table matches this year. And we've had a lot of decisions going against us. And it's not sour grace, because I keep saying Stephen Kenny, said to him after, they're a great team. I think they'll win the league. He's a great player. But at the same time, I think for the top two, we should have had a top referee. That's my opinion. And the problem is, you see, with him is that you don't know, because, you see, as you said, the very first yellow card, he should have dealt with it there and then. And then all of a sudden, we end up getting 4-5 at half-time and they have won. You're going, hold a minute, there's nothing in this game. Whereas, like, it was a situation where is that Dundalk are a big, strong side. You know what I mean? I don't want to criticise Chris Sheed because he's a super player. But look, if you're going down the road that way, there's a blatant yellow card in the first minute. And he didn't do it, and you know what I mean? It's disappointing, because I just asked the question after the match, and you know, I, as I said, a lot of the guys in the game, they cover each other, and they come along and say, "Oh, he did a great game," and look, let's be honest, but everyone knows that it wasn't a good performance tonight. But look, I don't want to take away from, I suppose, ultimately at the end of the day, the second half, we played really well. We closed them down high up. We got in amongst them, and I thought we played some great football, and it was just annoying to concede the goal at the end. But look, I said we've come a long, long way. You know, obviously maybe our supporters were getting carried away. Maybe they thought that we could win the league. I said from the start of the year, we have to try and make sure that we qualify for Europe. We still have a big say in the league and a big say in the running. And, you know, but it was, I suppose, to be fair, with the win tonight for Dundalk, it gives them that bit of breathing space.
And a big game again next week against St. Pat's.
Yeah, absolutely, because I suppose, to be fair, to Pat's are looking at the situation where probably they see themselves that they can still challenge Dundalk, which they can, obviously, being the champions. And there's still a lot of points to play for. So they'll come down. Again, I hope the crowd come out in force again, because we're still second in the table. You know, hopefully we can get back to winning ways. It is disappointing, because when you lose two games in the bounce, it is disappointing. But maybe next week... we might bounce back. I'm hoping we will. But as I said, I keep saying to the lads, look, you take these games on the chin, disappointing, but you must sort of make sure that you don't feel sorry for yourself. Get back to training on Sunday, get ourselves right for next week, and hopefully that we can come up with a positive result.